All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, queens.
How's it going?
Welcome here to your queendom. It's going good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Another 30-minute weekend and fuck.
It goes by fast.
At least next weekend, there's a three-dayer.
But not for me.
No, sorry. Sorry, not.
It's okay. Sorry, we're all family here.
Sorry, not for you, but yeah, for me.
No, not for me. I'll be fucking working on Monday. I just said whatever because I haven't worked a holiday, like a minor holiday yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, eh, whatevs.
Yeah, Labor Day is usually pretty whatever anyway.
Unless there's like a barbecue or a function going on. But I'm like, I don't think it's happening this year. So I really wasn't tripping. Get my little coins or whatever. And have some extra moolah for the
Do you get time
week.
And a half?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going just to go. I would have been like, I'm actually calling off.
Oh,
okay. No, it's time and a half a show.
Well, that's nice.
I need to damn near go tax exempt on that check. Hey, I need it all.
I wish it was a triple check month for me.
Oh, three
that's
checks.
Next month.
In October. I think mine happened in August. No, I think September. Mm-hmm. I have to see what it's looking like. But anyways, how was your weekend?
My weekend was really nice. Friday I didn't do anything. Saturday went to an event.
A private tea party
curated by Lauren of Spice Sugar. We've talked about Spice Sugar here on this show before. Amazing products, but the woman behind the products is even more amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She curated a beautiful tea party in downtown LA with other beautiful women. It was just such an inspiring, expanding experience.
Mm-hmm.
That girl has it together, okay? The food was on point, the vibe, the aesthetics, the ambiance, the energy. it was just a nice exchange. I was happy to be a part of it.
I too was happy. I was like, wow, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Someone thought of me to come to something like this.
Yeah.
Because it was very exclusive. And like Lauren said, she handpicked all the women that were there with her hand. She picked. Okay.
She and did.
It was just a very nice group of people.
It was so nice.
It was like, a nice group of people. It
seemed like a nice, genuine group of people. You know how sometimes it's already kind of awkward with people. It could potentially be awkward with people that you don't know, women you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes groups of women are just different. And this was like a pleasant group, genuinely pleasant group of women.
I agree.
So.
And there was some real, black women just do it for me. I swear. There was like two physicians there.
Yeah.
Physician assistants, and one was a surgeon and one was a PA.
Yes.
And I'm like, just to be surrounded by black excellence, multiple people doing multiple different things, you know, I really appreciated that. And I was telling Andres and my mom, because I spoke to them about my experience, and I was like, you know, it's rare, very rare that I get to be around other like creatives or black women who are not anything wrong with the 9-to-5, because I do that, but people who are really thriving and in this, having so much abundance, doing what they love and what they, you know, like their entrepreneur creative endeavors. Mm-hmm. So being around other people and being exposed to things like that and connecting and just like exchanging energy with a different type of group of women was very pleasant.
Yeah.
That was very pleasant.
It was nice.
It was perfect, especially since we're in this friendship series.
Yeah, it was nice. Right on trend.
It was. Had a great time. So thanks, Lauren.
So that was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that night I went on a date to Nick and Steph's steakhouse. I love steakhouses. This was my first time going to that one.
Y'all do love a steakhouse.
I love
them. Y'all love a steakhouse.
I love them. This was my first time going to that one, though, so it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then today we're going to the D-Nice Club quarantine concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, it should be fun. This would be my first concert.
Same.
My first. Is this it? Is this?
We went to the Selection concert last week.
Oh, but like one where I don't know anybody. Like, you know, where I have to be like in the, like really amongst other people enjoying. And that's usually fun too. Like when you go to.
That's always fun. I love concerts.
Yeah, me too. This is the first time that I'm doing the concert like this in such a long time.
Yes.
Like being in the crowd and like exchanging energy with people sitting around you and singing.
And the Hollywood Bowl is such a nice place to go to concerts.
It is.
You get to bring, well, depending on the act, you get to bring your own food and your own drinks. And
you're outside.
You're outside and people
summer
dance.
Concert. That's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't had that type of vibe in so long.
Panty.
Since, so yeah, almost, I mean, damn near like 2 years.
It's been a long time.
So I'm ready.
Me too.
I'm ready. I'm so ready to dance and that's why I have sleeveless shirt on.
I have a dress that I'm planning on wearing.
I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt.
I plan on wearing a dress.
Good. It'll be fun.
And
I hope it doesn't get too cold tonight.
I know, I'm gonna have a jacket.
Yeah, I too am grabbing my coat.
Yeah.
So we will tell y'all more about
the concert.
Yeah.
Slash function.
Next week. But
anything else on with your weekend that you wanna share? Or no?
Did something else happen?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh, I'm like, shit, I'm nothing else happened.
But you asked me how my weekend was.
My weekend was the same. I didn't do anything on Friday. I shared my experience about Saturday, which was amazing. Chef's kiss. Mwah. And Sunday, I'm doing the same thing. We'll be at the concert today. So I think that's really it.
That's it. But what's not it are the ratings and the reviews. Mm-hmm. So Miss Mamas and Miss Papas.
Miss Papas?
I mean, Miss
Miss Papas. Okay.
We need you all to help us out by leaving a rating and a review. That helps our show tremendously. You just do not understand. So if you listen on Apple Podcasts and you have 2 seconds, please pause the show and leave a rating and a review. We'll appreciate you greatly for it. We have a goal that we're trying to reach, and I think we have like 180 something. 1,831. So we're about 170, 169 short. So let's read our review of the week. This one comes from Spelmanite 2016. She says, "My Tuesdays belong to the Black Girl Bravado. This is hands down one of my favorite podcasts. I love the perfect balance between the homegirl vibes, the funnies, and the geek show life, sis. They always have great topics and do the research needed to make the episode impactful. Shout out to the girls, Germany and Brittany. Love y'all.
Love you.
We love you. Thank you so much for leaving that amazing, beautiful review.
Really appreciate it. Yes. Another way to support our podcast is by joining us over on Patreon. This is a monetary contribution here.
Yeah.
But it also is a way to ensure that you get more of what you already love. So like Spellmanite said, if you want impactful episodes, if you want bonus content, if you want playlists, if you want more access to us and understanding the little more intricate details of our lives that we can't always share here, then you might want to join us over on Patreon.
For sure, that's where we'll be.
Yeah, we have our Girl Code episode, our Bravado bonus that will be up this week.
Yes.
So it's going to really be a special one.
Yeah, and we just released our check-in where we talked about my birthday recap, initiating sex.
And got a little...
And also a discipline challenge that we're doing for the month of September.
I got my book.
Oh, good.
So I'm ready.
Did you start it yet or no? No. Are we going to start in September?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'll start tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. So we're starting a discipline challenge. You guys can feel free to join us if you're over on Patreon.
Yeah.
Because we need to get more disciplined. And y'all need to be disciplined and going over to Patreon. So let's shout out our patrons of the week. We have Dana.
Hey, Dana.
Shay.
Hey, Shay girl.
And we have Danielle.
Welcome, Danielle.
Yes.
Welcome. It's great to have y'all.
Great to have y'all.
So that's the way we segue in everything. So last week's episode was the first episode of our Friendship Reloaded series. Y'all know we love talking about friendship.
We do.
We're so passionate about it. It's the foundation of this show. Mm-hmm. So we kicked off episode one, or the first episode of the series, with a conversation about communication styles.
Yes.
It's very important to understand how your friend needs to receive communication so that your messaging is not lost in translation.
Right.
It's very important.
Very important.
Yeah.
So today we're continuing our series and we're talking about friendship PTSD. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering about friendship PTSD, a lot of us have had to end friendships or friendships have been ended on us, right? And when shit like that happens, we may be skeptical about starting new friendships, fearful. We just don't know how to even operate in this space because it's like, well, what the hell? Am I bad at friendships? Are friendships not for me? What's going on? So today we want to talk about friendship PTSD, how it affects us, how we can work through it and still build new friendships, mm-hmm. even though some of our past friendships may not have worked out the way that we wanted them to work out. So let's just get straight into this.
Let's do it.
So we have a couple of articles that we read about friendship PTSD. This term was new to me. I mean, I know what PTSD is, but I never thought to like
associate it with friendship.
Exactly.
Which honestly, another thing, a sidebar is we're not trying to equate friendship PTSD to real life trauma and PTSD and not trying to minimize it to where it seems like it's something so frivolous and trivial. But what we're just saying is that there can be trauma related to friendships and our experiences with other women or men that creates blockages or walls and keep us from like operating in our higher selves within friendships.
Definitely.
So just want a disclaimer.
Just say that.
So
here's a quote from an article that we read. I responded with a total shutdown. No more vulnerability for me. It was unsafe. New people that entered into my space would be met with limited kindness and would stay outside of an arm's reach. There would be no more sharing and no more deep connection. It certainly wasn't worth the trouble. This is someone who has experienced the end of a friendship and now they have internalized it and they are done.
Mm-hmm.
They are done. Have you ever experienced feelings like this after the end of a friendship? Because this is friendship PTSD. Have you ever felt like, okay, I don't think I can do this again?
No.
Yeah, you're hopeful.
I am hopeful. I'm hopeful. I am. Y'all know I had a rough ending of friendship that ended abruptly, but I don't think it closed me off to the point where I'm like, I'm never doing that again. Because I have other friendships that I've also have been nurturing. So it didn't feel like I put all my eggs into one basket, mm-hmm. which for context, this person had moved. They're a part of the military. They connected with another person, another military wife. So I feel like it's a lot more challenging when you might not have other friendships that you're nurturing.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Like, if you only have that one friendship and mm-hmm. it ends, it can feel like, you know what?
Especially if you're already guarded. Like, if you already are kind of guarded coming into friendship. I know a lot of women have that narrative, like, I don't hang out with a bunch of women. I don't trust women. Yeah. Like, if you already have a thing about women and then you lean in and decide to be friends and then the rug is pulled under your feet. Then I could totally see how this situation might resonate with you.
I'm personally always weary of people that say, I don't really do women, because mm-hmm. I'm like, well,
what do you do?
And why don't you?
Right.
Because if you feel like you are not capable of sustaining friendships with women, there's something that must be deeper there. And I don't know if I even want to get into it with you, because every time I haven't heard them say that blatantly, like explicitly, like, I don't do women. But you know how sometimes you just observe people's past friendships and you're like, why don't you have any long-standing friendships? Or why are all the people that you talk about from your past and then friendships from your past in a negative way? Like, it mm-hmm. makes me a little skeptical, where I'm like, are you a dirty bitch? Or
right like, or they all only have new friendships, or relatively new,
or like they frequently change, which there's nothing wrong with getting new friends. Like mm-hmm. we all want to have new friends, but if it seems like it's a rotating door on the friendships, like, you're not adding, you're adding, you're eliminate. It's like a revolving door of friendships.
Yeah,
it makes me skeptical.
I agree. I don't know too many. I don't have too many women in my life who are like, I don't do women. I mean, obviously, because they're doing women, but I have come across that in the past, like from a distance, where people, I always see that, like, this is why I don't hang out with bitches, this is why I don't kick it with women, this is why I don't hang out with girls, this is why I don't got no homegirls. Right. Like, why? I seen somebody doing a little doom 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 doom,
the TikTok
doom,
challenge.
Yeah. And she was like, why I don't have many women friends? Because they think I'm too pretty.
I saw that.
She was like, because they niggas be secretly wanting me, because I'm the chill one and I don't gotta be extra'd out. I'm like, girl, no, all that you're naming has some, you have some internal work.
I really was feeling the same way when I saw her doing that. I'm like,
that's not cute.
It's not healthy.
I'm like, girl, what?
I know.
How do you think you're the only pretty one?
You're, like, the only pretty one. Their men secretly want you.
It was just giving toxic. I was like,
I was just about to say, that's a toxic mentality. And I feel like I've definitely been in friendships with women who think like that. Or they weren't long. They weren't long. They didn't last long. But I'm like, this is making me not feel like I can trust you, because your thought process is warped. Like, child, what? Like, yeah, her boyfriend always reaches out to me and, like, little sneaky shit. And I'm like, you're a sneaky bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was giving weird.
Yeah, I know that girl. I saw that. And people were like, who told you you were pretty? They started going in on her. It got a little nasty.
That was very bold to even do. Like, they think I'm the cutest one. I don't got to be extra. I be chilling. I'm like, if you feel that way, just keep it in your head.
But you, the thing is, if you TikTok. Do feel that way, I can see how that can change or affect the way that you show up in friendships, which can possibly be received negatively. Mm. Like, if you think, oh my God, her boyfriend's always trying to get at me, or they think that I'm the prettiest, like, how are you even operating healthily in that space?
Child, no, she seemed young too. Mm. Hopefully she grows out of it and it's something that she matures from.
Hopefully.
Because it was giving weird.
Very.
I'm like, girl. Anywho, so you have not had this experience.
No, I've never felt like I was closed. Well, let me really think about this. Have I felt like, not completely closed off from friendships, not at all, but I'm already like, not the one. I compartmentalize friendships. I've said that before on this show. So I think the hesitancy to, there's not even really a hesitancy. I was going to say a hesitancy to make, like, a really deep friendship may prevent me from these feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because you're already, like,
I'm pretty content with the friendships that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But Overall, no. I've never felt like I just could not befriend anybody else because I was scarred by a friendship ending.
Yeah, it feels like a bad breakup. Like, I can't move forward. I can't date any other niggas because I'm just hurt. But if you are somebody who's like, this sounds like something I'm feeling, I'm experiencing it, then we just also want to share what causes friendship PTSD. So there might be a betrayal of trust, which happens. Bitch, you betray me and I'm done with you. Yeah. I just cut you off and I keep moving.
Yeah.
I will cut and won't paste your ass back.
Just won't be your friend
you
anymore.
Won't be. I will cut you. And that is a big one because trust is so fundamental in friendship. Communication, trust, the dependability, accountability, all of those have to be in the friendship. And once we remove trust, then you're an enemy.
Yeah,
then you're an op.
It does definitely make them feel like an op. It definitely makes them feel like an op. And how are you friends with an op?
Like, really think about if I betrayed your trust.
I know. It would definitely hurt our friendship.
If I was just like, that's the face you make when you betray trust. Trust has been betrayed, okay?
I
would be like, oh my God, we need to go to counseling because you have betrayed.
Counseling.
Yes, bitch, let's go. Why would you?
I wonder, friends, if, do you know any friends that have had to go into therapy?
No.
I don't think friends
I don't.
Do that. I think they just be like, we're ending this.
But remember that episode on Black Girls Heal where I wanted to call her Sheena, not Sheena, Dr. Joy, spoke with, no.
Black Girls Heal, Sheena.
I was talking about Dr. Joy.
Therapy for black girls.
She talked to like a friendship coach or a friendship expert. And she does have sessions with people who
had issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a big piece. So maybe if you and your best homegirl are going through it, find a therapist who can sit down. It's kind of like a couples therapy.
Yeah. But for friendships, I just feel like for most of us, we'd rather dispose of it before thinking of investing into therapy.
After you've been friends with somebody for so long, though, like us.
Yeah.
It's counseling like, would be needed.
Especially, and also at an older age, it's like, I want all the people who are my friends to stay my friends.
Right.
We've put a lot into this, and
a lot has been invested.
We put a lot into it. And yeah, I mean, but I also understand how some ways that trust has been portrayed is betrayed is just unforgivable.
No, definitely, definitely.
Like on The Best Man, when he slept with Mia.
Yeah, that was wrong. I recently watched that. I think maybe a month or two ago.
That's something a little hard to.
That I would not be at. Like, once you're. No, once you were kegling on my man's asses. Dick, it's just not going to work.
Oh my God, yeah, no, we cannot
I
break
just
bread.
Cannot. And honestly, more on Patreon. More on Patreon.
Like, what?
This is perfect, actually, because we have the Girl Code episode that we're going to be recording, and I have a story about, you know,
Girl Code,
and just that triggered something in me that I want to talk about, but it won't be here. It'll be over there.
So I better come on over to Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, I got some.
But yeah,
story
certain
for that.
Betrayals of trust, I just can't see myself getting over, and us being on the same dick is just
not a vibe. Not a vibe.
It's not a vibe. I don't want to be on that same dick as you.
Mm-mm.
And if you snuck over onto mine, oh God.
A beating will occur.
So another cause of friendship PTSD is getting ghosted.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly being cut off by your friend with no explanation. This would hurt me to the core.
And that's why my core is still hurt.
I know.
My core is still hurt.
I feel for you because, wow.
Period. Okay, the Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
I couldn't imagine it.
It was tough. I mean, it's still tough.
Yeah.
She's still grieving. A piece of me wanted to reach out to her a couple of weeks ago.
And say what? Like, hey, girl.
I don't know. My grip is loose, right? But there's like a little piece of me that's still holding on. Like, there's like hope. And I don't know why maybe it's because
that's
I'm
normal.
Hopeful. I don't know.
That's normal. Especially, I think it's even more so normal when you're the one who was ghosted because you didn't get the closure. So it's like the part of you that didn't get closure
is yearning for something, something. It's giving something. I need something.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, I guess the closure
especially,
was.
And then I would be thinking, the way my mind would be thinking is I would be thinking my friend values me and what I gave, that they don't want to just completely dispose of me forever. Like, they're going to be reaching out again.
And that's what I thought. I thought it was going to be like a temporary thing. But now here we are 2-3 years later. I think it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Just before the pandemic, 2019, I think.
Yeah.
In June, July. So 2 years later, and there has been not a word spoken.
Honestly, with you guys, I feel like there's going to be something that happens that triggers one of you all to reach out. And
hopefully, well, I hope it's not a death or nothing very intense.
Nothing bad. But
I don't think so. I don't think so, because honestly, I don't know what's going on in her life. She doesn't know what's going on in my life. And I don't think I would be the first person that she would call if something happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to share this with you. I don't think so. There's not many other milestones that are happening in her life where we'll be like, I have to have you here. I have to share this with you. I need you to know this.
So it might just be something that triggers one of you all to reach, either one of you all to reach out. And then from there, it's like, okay, that was petty. Now that so much time has passed, I don't know.
And you know, I wouldn't, and now we've gone in, well, this is still.
You have PTSD from this.
I know.
I mean, it's not preventing you from starting new friendships, but it definitely
triggers. It's trauma right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I do not want to be the person, y'all, who always reaches out. I feel like I'm always that person. I'm always like the peacemaker, the olive branch extender. Like, damn, my nigga, extend a branch to me. My hands are out. I'm waiting on a branch.
Father, stretch my hands.
I'm waiting on a branch to hit my palms. Why do I have to be the one that's like casting a fucking?
Yeah.
That's me casting my line. Why?
Yeah.
Why? It makes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It makes me so angry.
I know.
It makes me, you want to know why it makes me even more?
Why?
It makes me so angry because I feel like when she did that abruptly, she not only ended our friendship, she ended the relationship that I had with her kids.
Yeah, that's
and that
not
pissed
cool.
me off. I'm like, bruh. I have an obligation and a responsibility that I take very seriously being your children's godparents, right? So for you to just be like, yeah, sorry, we're done. It's like, it makes me look like the fraud.
I know.
Like, it's like, what am I, there's no way for me to establish a relationship with your kids when we don't talk. Like a
yeah,
fucking, like I'm a baby daddy.
It's impossible, they're kids.
Like, I'm a baby daddy, like I'm gonna pick the kids up, okay. And it like, no, if you don't
and
trust
it makes me, it transactional.
And if you don't want me to be, there's just no way, like anything that's happening with your kids, I would have to be invited by you because they're so young right now. Right. It's not like we fell out and they're older and then even that is weird.
Right.
Then it's like picking and choosing. Do
yeah,
you want your
like
mom there?
If I'm not talking, if the mom can't talk to you, why do the kids need to be in cahoots?
But that makes it seem like that when you do that and take that away, it makes it seem like that relationship wasn't valuable. Like me being there for your kids. Like think about the big picture here. We are a tribe. We are a community. Like we're family. You feel me? That's how I felt about it. And I don't feel like you could just be like, bye. And now I'm like, now you've let two years go by in these babies' lives. And you know, kids, you have to start molding them from young.
Because
after hella years pass, it's like, girl, once they 10, 12, 11, it's like, it don't even matter no more.
Yeah.
It has to start like no later than like 4. It has to. I've had experience with this. 4. 4 to 5 is like that kind of age where they're still open. They still want to, they can still trust you. There's still a bond that can be forged and built that over time, you know, will grow into you guys' own separate relationship. And I'm like, you ruined that for me. You out there, if you ever watch or listen, you ruined it.
Damn.
She did. And I cannot believe it. And I have not healed from it. Yeah, and I want to just let it go, but...
I don't think you have to just let it go. The way that I handle shit like that, I would still be holding on to it because I...
What would you have done? Damn. The bravado.
Cried.
I mean, tears have already been shed.
I don't know. I don't know what I would have done, honestly, truly. I can't say what I would have done because I haven't had to do it, but... I know that I would be really hurt because, one, I'm a Venus in Cancer. My Venus is in Cancer, and that's how you love. And with Cancers, you already know they're emotional. That's the emotional part of me. That's
what's my Venus in?
Virgo.
I wonder. And
maybe that's why you can be logical when it's time to cut people off and stuff.
Perhaps. Flex my Virgo.
You're using the logic. You're like, it's not working. I can move on. And then probably. I'm over here on the Cancer. I need a Venus Virgo. Venus and Virgo, bitch. The Venus and Cancer makes that part all red turtleneck. But anyway, I would just be scarred if that happened to me.
I'm afraid to, and you know what else? I'm afraid to reach out because I'm afraid that it'll be not received rejected. Or like rejected. And then I have to deal with... Okay, we have our new plant in here. Do you see them little?
Yeah, we have it. We are not plant mom.
Not in here, we're not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't. We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
But I'm scared of that. I'm afraid of that. That it's going to be like crickets, radio silence. Like, sorry, I moved on from this because she can move on and be like, I've actually buried it. I don't want to rehash it. I don't want to bring it back up. I'm done. My life has moved on from that.
Yeah.
Is that type of vibe. And I'm like.
So she may have the friendship PTSD as well, because even though you may disagree on.
But it's not about her. I'm just kidding.
Even though you may disagree about the friendship ending or why it ended or you don't even understand why. For her, it needed to end for a reason. And she may have some friendship PTSD to where she's just like closed off from friendship at the moment.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then it's going to make me seem forceful if I'm like, talk to me. We need to talk.
I mean, at this point, I feel like so much time has gone by that if you felt nudged to reach out, I understand the feelings of hesitancy, like, but I'm just saying stressful. Also if you wanted to.
Then I would be like, hey, miss you. Love you. Haven't stopped thinking about you or some shit like that.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's not fair for me to have to do it.
Yeah.
Come to me because I'm already open.
Right.
I'm open and I'm ready and I'm waiting.
We'll pray on it.
Golly, Jesus, answer. So, another cause. Could be the shit is toxic.
Yeah.
It's abusive. It's not healthy. There's some sort of behavior in the relationship that makes you feel down and out, bad about yourself, or maybe fighting and shit. Like, it's just not healthy.
Arguing, constantly disagreeing, misalignment. There's a lot of times where you can feel like
it's wrong.
I'm forcing this friendship.
It's not a fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you leave, and that is, it's hard if that's someone that you've been friends with for a long time where you're noticing, hey, we probably were aligned in the past or growing up, and now... We're just different. We're so different that it's noticeable now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
I think it's hard, too, when people feel like they are constantly coming against this issue and multiple friendships. But often when that happens, I feel like that's the time to take a mirror and look at yourself and see if there's a role that you played. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like once you're the common denominator of a lot of friendships ending, that there has to be some accountability.
Yeah.
Like... Not discrediting what the other person may have been contributing to the friendship, but I feel like there is definitely a pattern when someone constantly finds themselves in the same predicament. Yeah. Like, bruh.
It's probably you.
Yeah.
Which is why they need to look in the mirror. Cue the Michael Jackson. Man
I'm
in.
Talking to the woman in the mirror. Yeah, yeah.
I'm asking her to change her ways. Message could have been any clearer. Mm-mm. If you want to make the friendship a better place, take a look at yourself and then make some change.
Woo!
It's simple. Na 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 na. That's the best part of that piece.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa, whoa. Okay. Do you feel like you're a good friend? I know you do, but
I think I'm a good friend.
What?
Do you
think you're a good friend?
Yeah.
You're good.
She's so good. I do think I'm a good friend. I think I'm a good friend because I show up for my friends. Why else do I think I'm a good friend?
Why?
I think because I am honest, reliable, trustworthy. Seriously, honest, reliable, trustworthy, loyal, dependable,
yeah,
understanding.
Come on.
I think those are the things that make me a good friend and present.
She's here. Yes. Good.
How about you? Do you think you're a good friend?
I do think I'm a damn good friend. I think I'm a good friend because I am honest, trustworthy, liable. I think I'm honest. I'm trustworthy. I'm dependable. I'm accountable. I am funny. I'm fun. Okay? We're going to have a good time. If you're really friends with me, we're having a good time. Mm-hmm. Period. And I bring the light. I feel like... you see? Look how light that is. Very light. I do bring a lightheartedness to most friendships, most interactions, where it's like, you know, it's just fun, a vibe. I live for the fun, y'all. That's it. That's it.
She does live for the fun.
That's it.
Kayla said that I inspire her to keep her shit together. I'm like,
oh, good. Yes.
Do I?
Yeah. Okay. What did she say?
She was saying, we were talking about, I forgot.
If you don't mind sharing.
No, no. Okay. It wasn't deep.
Okay.
We were talking about different zodiacs and everything because Kayla found out her birth time and I put her in co-star. So we were getting her like rising and moon and all that. And
so what is it?
She's a Sagittarius Libra Sag. This girl loves your Libra.
Okay. So was she a Libra moon?
Yeah. I think a Libra rising.
Really?
Let me see. But anyway, while I look that up, so we were just talking about like the different traits of zodiac signs and whatever. And she was like, yeah, people talk about Virgos like striving for perfection as a bad thing most of the times. But I think of that as a good quality. And then honestly, it inspires me to keep my shit together. And I'm like, thank you for the flowers.
Oh,
she's or the rising. Oh, no, Libra moon.
Libra moon.
So Sag, sun, Sag, rising, and a Libra moon.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
Love a Libra.
So the moon in Libra, that rules your emotions, moods, and feelings. And this is a sign you most likely think of yourself as.
Cute. Welcome to the gang, Kayla.
So, yeah.
Cute. Okay, good. Yeah, I think you're a good friend. I think I'm a good friend, and I think that's why we're good friends to one another.
Yeah. And I'm thankful that I haven't had to experience a lot of friendship PTSD. Again, not saying that I haven't had friendships end and I'm like, what the hell? But they didn't leave a negative effect on how I view future friendships.
Yeah, same.
And I'm open to friendship right now. Like, we talk about that all the time. We were just talking about it with Saturday's event. I'm always open to like meeting new people and welcoming in new good energy. If it's negative, get the fuck away. It needs to be good.
Yeah. And thinking about Saturday, that was the first time that we had met Lauren in person. Although it feels like we've known her already. Sometimes you forget that, like, oh, I've never met you in real life. You know, like, because social media has a way of connecting us and making us feel like we know people. And I was like, man, the new friends that we're looking for are really people that we already know. Like, there's a good chance that there's space to foster those relationships.
Yeah, and when, it's just about nurturing.
Yeah, and when we were leaving yesterday, I was leaving. I was like, she was like, we have to do brunch together. And I'm like, Lauren, girl, we need to do multiple things together. There's so many things to do. Like, yes, brunch, of course. But I'm like, hit the streets with us.
Yeah.
You know, and just thinking about those times where we could extend an invite. Like, hey.
I was thinking that. I'm not really an invite extender.
I know, but people who we like to hang out with and don't see as much for whatever reason, I think that that's something that we can do. Like, we're going to be here this weekend. We'd love to see you pull up. It'll be a good time if you don't have nothing going on. Easy. Mm-hmm. And it takes the pressure off being like, let's go to dinner. Like, we don't always got to go to dinner. Welcome to our world.
Right.
Come into our world.
Come into the Bravado Cabernet.
Welcome to Germany and Brittany's Cabernet. Where your every wish, what is it, desire, will be fulfilled.
Period.
So, come on in. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to ever let a sick bitch jade me.
Wow. So now that we know, I too don't either.
Yeah.
And one almost knocked me off my square.
But you're still standing.
Standing. I'm still standing. Period.
Standing.
So now that we have a general understanding of what friendship PTSD is, we got to talk about how to overcome it.
We shall overcome.
This is what I need in my life, what I need to work towards. But I'm pretty sure somebody out there is listening and it's going to resonate with you. So first thing you got to do, come to terms with the end of the relationship. This is where I'm still struggling. I'm still struggling. And with these tools, these ones, maybe I'll be able to move forward.
This is the hard part because it's like grief. Mm-hmm. It's like a breakup. It's definitely is like a breakup because breakups, when you break up with someone, they're a unique type of grief because they're still alive, but you have to like grieve them like they're dead.
They're present.
And it's hard because it's like, I know you're alive.
Mm-hmm. And you ain't thinking about me.
I know you're alive. But for whatever reason, we just cannot get on the same page and make what I want to make work.
Yeah. So a tip for understanding that it's come to an end is if you were in the wrong, apologize, right? If the friendship is no longer existing because of something you did, extend a sincere apology and then it's over. And if you were the person who were done wrong, or maybe the friendship abruptly ended on you and you didn't receive the closure, me, then forgive the person for whatever it is that they were going through and experiencing. And I try to keep that in the forefront of my mind, is that I don't really know what brought her to that decision. All I can do is hope that she feels like she made a good decision and allow it to be what it is. You know, allow there to be some grace in that space for whatever she might have been experiencing. So either apologize and deal with the fact that you probably won't get an apology if you're on the opposite end of that. And
yeah. And then after you do that, then this is where you will have to move on. Mm-hmm. So after you have said what you needed to say, or you feel like both parties said what they needed to say, then you got to let things go naturally. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might not get to say what you feel like needs to be said.
That's the part that kills
But we have to let things go naturally. And like, maybe you'll feel better, like when time has passed, to reach out to that friendship or to that friend, or they may reach out to you. But for now, we have to move on, right? In the present, we just have to say, this no longer is working for whatever reason, and I have to accept it, and then I have to move.
Yeah.
Because staying in the place of anger, upset, regret, those are the feelings that will contribute to the PTSD, because you're like, I mean, I've been scarred. I'm already been scarred. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Are you coming to scar me too?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
And then it might be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, shit. Take it there then.
You know, like if you're already anticipating someone to do you wrong, and then it actually happens.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes.
It sucks. So after we've accepted, we've moved on, this is where more of the work starts coming. Look inside. Decide what it is. You know, you have to look at yourself, analyze yourself, and decide how you're going to make new friends, right? Look at your own characteristics, what it is that you bring to the table, what in your previous friendship, so do some reflecting, what in your previous relationship, friendship, pardon me, went really well, or what went really bad? What do you bring to the table? What are you looking for someone else to bring to the table? We have to start doing the work around healing, because now that's what we really have to start doing. Healing the feelings.
We do.
The wounds.
And to be, and to have a good friend, you have to be, to have good friends, you have to be a good friend.
Right.
So definitely, like, once you start doing the work to be a better person, I believe that you'll start attracting better people as friends. Like, it's inevitable. I forgot who we were talking to.
Maybe Les?
I don't know. I don't remember. But they were like, they realized that they needed to be a better friend because they didn't really place a lot of value on friendship. And
I think
just trying to do better, because sometimes friendships do come secondary or last to whatever, but then we wonder why we feel a little empty or why we're yearning for this, because they are important. Like, human connection, like romantically, platonically, all types of human interaction is important for our existence. So we have to start treating people like they're important.
Yeah, treat me like I'm important to you,
please.
That's all I'm looking for.
Don't treat me stupid, because you will be treated stupid.
And now
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in a tit for tat with my friend. I just don't. I just want to show up. You show up. We do our thing. And I'm open to... I think yesterday really was very expansive. Like, honestly, truly, I think it was very expansive and showed me that, like, I am open to, like, new women coming into my life. Like, I always, like, joke or make this whole idea of, like, it's just us, which it'd be us doing a lot of the stuff, but I wouldn't mind if it was, like, more people who we could call up and connect with and have that type of vibe with, which we have, but I'm open to more new.
Yeah.
Different.
Definitely. It's essential.
Mm-hmm.
And we all desire friendship. I know some people like get into the mindset where they're just a loner and them and that's it. And that's not healthy. Like,
no.
We deserve friendship and sisterhood. So whatever work we have to do to make sure we can acquire that, we should do it.
I agree.
Period.
We're all healing and getting
fuck
through things.
Friendship PTSD.
Fuck it.
And fuck the people that hurt us. You will not keep us in the hurt. We will rise and make new friendships, and they will be healthy. They will be fulfilling. It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
It's happening. So now it's time to pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem. So this week, the gem is ClassPass.
Yes, ma'am.
So I mentioned, I don't know if it was on a check-in or where it was, but I'm telling y'all here now, I have been struggling to get back into the actual gym. And since moving and relocating, I haven't gotten into a routine of fitness or working out and doing a thing that makes me feel strong and good about my outside body, my physical. So to try to combat that, I was like, what can I do to just build up a little bit of momentum? Because all we have to do is build a little momentum and then we just stay on that path and we'll hopefully get to our destination. So then I'm like, I need to probably take some classes, or like, let me find something that I don't feel okay. Backtrack a little bit. Sometimes I feel like with the gym, I have to set a set schedule. Like, this is the only way it's going to happen, right? Going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or whatever the schedule is going to be. And I needed to release that feeling of like, what am I trying to say? That feeling of like, it's not commitment, but I guess if that had to be the word, like trying to commit to this and then falling short and then being like, I can't go at all. Whereas ClassPass, I was like, let me just sign up for a class for the week. Like, that's it. Just one day for the week. And then I'll see how I feel. So I started using ClassPass. I've taken a bunch of different classes of exercises and things that maybe I'm interested in or I wouldn't mind trying. Pilates was the first. Cycling, we took like a butt sculpting class, which was cool. But essentially, ClassPass gives you the opportunity to take a multitude of classes at a lot of different studios. They have wellness, fitness, beauty, like acupuncture, nails, brow lamination.
I saw the acupuncture. I'm like, I want to try that.
It's a lot of credits.
Oh, really? It takes this.
Like 30 credits.
Okay.
Yeah, you might as well just go group on it. But essentially, it's like a Groupon for fitness classes. You get to drop in on these classes and take them at a way lower price than you would if you were just dropping in without ClassPass. So you get the first 14 days for free. Try it out. See if there's enough classes in your neighborhood to make it valuable and worth it, or things that you really want to do. And if you do, then sign up for a membership.
There you go.
It's really easy.
ClassPass.
We will put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
So you can check it out and try it out. And hopefully y'all love it, because I've been liking it.
Yeah. I need to sign up for some more classes for next week.
I've been liking it. And your credits roll over. If you don't use it, or you find that you don't, you know, you didn't use it this month, it was a busy month, the credits will roll over. You can stop the membership if you want. Another thing, though, that I don't like is if you find a studio or something that you really, really like and you find yourself signing up often.
You can only go a certain amount of
time. No, it's not that you have to. You can only go a certain amount of times. They're going to charge you more credits to go to the classes. So whereas you first signed up, it might have been like 5 or 6 credits.
Mm-hmm.
The more frequently you go, it's probably going to cost 10 credits, because they're going to see, oh, you really like coming here.
Yeah, they don't want to get finessed.
They're not going to get finessed. But these studios, y'all, these boutique studios with little like specialized activities like indoor cycling or Pilates be dumbass expensive.
Yeah, like $300 a month.
Girl. And I'm like, class pass me.
Pilates.
So until I decide to get back in the gym, which I really need to do, I need to, because there's really no
Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to the results that you're going to get going into the gym.
And I know that I, with my body, I need to weight lift, and it needs to be some heavy lifting.
Same. And class pass can get a little expensive.
My body, girl, makes the fellas go. The way you ride it, girl. Okay, y'all. That's it for this week. We will chat with you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.